In this episode, I give you a way to find out your Ward Fellowship rating.
It came as a result of the position of leadership which was imposed upon us by the God of heaven, who brought forth a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when the declaration was made concerning the only true and living church upon the face of the earth, we were immediately put in a position of loneliness, the loneliness of leadership, from which we cannot shrink nor run away, and to which we must face up with boldness and courage and ability.
Welcome back to the Leading LDS Podcast. This is Kurt Frankum, and it's time that we revisit a past article on Leading LDS. It's been years since Leading LDS has been around, and so much content has piled up that as we benefit from the new content, sometimes really old content gets buried, and that really old content is good and helpful. So I wanted to revisit an article called The Ward Fellowship Rating. And this article is from an experience I had when I was bishop teaching a fifth Sunday lesson and an activity we tried, and how it surprised me and helped me discover what my fellowship rating was in our ward, or how friendly our ward was. I thought it was an interesting activity and thought I may share it and encourage you to do the same thing. So here's my article, The Ward Fellowship Rating. On a scale from 1 to 10, how well does your ward members know each other? During a third hour, fifth Sunday lesson, we had a short activity that was quite telling. As the bishop that was conducting that lesson that day, I allowed everybody to settle into their chairs wherever they wished. Many sat by friends or spouses. Others found any available seat. During the lesson, I randomly seated everyone into groups of four. I then had each person rate on a scale from 1 to 10 how well they knew the other three people in their group. 1 meant that they just met, and 10 was that they were best friends. I then asked the group to add up and find the average rating between the four group members. We then wrote down each average on the board of each group and then took the average of the entire room. My ward is generally friendly, so I anticipated the average to be 5 or 6. I was shocked when the average came out as 2.5. 2.5! We then discussed how to improve that average. Imagine if the fellowship rating was a strong 8 or 9. Think of what a new member of the ward would experience as they walked into the chapel for the first time of that ward. They would never want to leave, or they would for sure look forward to attending the following week. Is a 9 or 10 possible on the ward fellowship rating scale? I think so. If not, it's definitely worth trying for. So I challenge you to put your elders' quorum or relief society or your entire ward through this experiment. Post your findings on this post at leadinglds.com. And if you have above a 7 average, I want to visit your ward and see what you're doing right. That concludes my article, The Ward Fellowship Rating. I thought it was an interesting experiment, and I encourage you to do the same, and I would be interested to get your feedback. Go to leadinglds.com on this post, and you can, in the comments, just list what your experience was, what your rating was, and the steps that you're going to take to improve it. Good exercise. And of course, one way you can help Leading LDS is to take this post and share it. Send it to your bishop, stake president, relief society president, and see what they think, and get them involved in the community of Leading LDS. Until next time, be a leader and not a calling.